Drive down Henrietta Road in Springville, and you'll spot an idyllic scene. 1,200 acres of green pastures, a family farm, the Blasey Farm. For city folks, it might be cherished as a scene from a simpler era. But take a closer look. This isn't your granddaddy's farm. Think robots.
Today we milk about 270 cows using robotic milkers.
That's right. Nathan Blasey said robotic milkers. Picture a giant milking chamber with a huge red mechanical arm. And as we all know, technology can cost money, even on a family farm.
That was about a $800,000 investment. What we gained by that was additional milkings. We milked in a parlor before twice a day, made about 65 pounds of milk. Once we got on the robots, right now the herd averages, they get milked 2.8 times a day. The cows go in and get milked when they want to.
But the investment has paid off. Blasey said milk output has increased without adding staff.
And everyone that's working here, the job's a little easier.
And there's another farm task that has become easier thanks to technology. After all, who wants to be scooping up cow chips all day? Picture one of those robotic vacuum cleaners you've seen or maybe even owned, but a contraption that becomes a barnyard pooper scooper of sorts. Indeed, there have been many changes since Blasey's dad bought the farm back in 1966 when LBJ was president and gas was going for 32 cents a gallon. If you think the Blasey farm has a long history, consider Miller Dairy in East Concord. Bill Miller's grandfather bought the farm 72 years ago.
This is where we milk all the cows, at this barn. We take them up to my place to have their calves, bring them back, you know, after they have their calves. We stay right around 100 cows a year.
Unlike the Blasey farm, you'll find no robots at Miller Dairy.
Yeah, it's expensive, and it's working good for some guys. Probably we won't, but maybe someday the kids will. It's hard to say.
The Millers do not rely solely on farming to make a living.
You know, I have a cycle shop. My brother has his bulge business. The kids help when they can. They've both got other things going on.
Miller says there are not as many farms in the Springville area these days. There have also been some major consolidations. Blasey says his family has purchased two other farms. Still, this is an industry that very much remains a family affair.
98% of the farms in the U.S. are family farms. Even though they milk a couple thousand cows or 10,000 cows, they're still family farms, just more families involved.
Of course, no one really knows what the future holds, but it looks like the Blasey's farm saga will continue for a long time to come.
Got a nephew that's been working here on the farm with us now for 2 years and hope to bring him in, and maybe my kids will want a farm someday.
Brian Meyer, WBFO News.